Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Oh, listen,
Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh, I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I was, had my head down, and I was thinking of what I wanted to say this morning, but it's kind of be something I've lived for a long time. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I had a lot of faith in people. You know, it's strange, too, because, you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher. So, of course, I grew up around it, knowing scriptures and things like that. Not a lot of them, but, you know, the ones I retained. But having her as a mother was a huge help in understanding about faith. But even with that, as I grew up, I began to put a lot of faith in people. And, you know, I figured, you know, just like everybody else, you know, man, if I could just meet this person, or if I could just sit down with that person, or man, if I could just get this person to hear my idea, or man, if this person could hear my track, or man, if I could just get this in the hands of somebody in the know. I was like everybody else. I thought that way. You know, I actually thought that if I could get in a certain situation with a certain person, that if a certain person were to meet me, that, you know, it could change everything for me. Oh, man. Oh, how wrong I was. Oh, how wrong I was. How long did I spend feeling that way? And how many of you out there possibly have felt that way before? You know, like even in a relationship, this is the person for me. And, you know, you just lay claim to that. You know, not necessarily being a fact, but you just lay claim to it. This is the person for me. This is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know, sometimes, you know, we just lay claim to stuff, and it's not always what's in our best interest, or it's not always a fact. It's just what we decided we wanted. And I was guilty of that just like anybody else. And I spent a lot of years in my life putting faith in people. Man, if I could tell you anything this morning, it's to stop putting your faith in people. And put your faith in God where it counts the most. I mean, you can get something out of this one. See, here's the deal about a relationship with God. It's the same all the time. He never changes. His word is 100% absolute. His word doesn't have loopholes in it. None of that. This is what it is. He's very clear. Now, you can deviate off your end of the bargain, but it don't stop what he says from being true. But if he asked you to do something, if God asks you to be a certain way, to do a little something a certain way, and you don't do it that way, then, you know, you could still possibly get by for a while. But don't you understand that his end of the deal stays the same? And as long as you're not doing it the way you're supposed to, the results are not going to be what you want it to be. And I did this for years and years and years, and I counted on people. And, you know, I got myself in a lot of situations, and I got out one, a dire situation that I'd been in for a number of years, but he had protected me from years prior to that. I didn't even know what was going on. And then he made me aware of the problem. And then, man, Lord have mercy, I was in a dismal situation. And then at the end of the year, I was free from it all. But it was a decision that I had made that led up to that. And in going through that process, I had to learn something, man. I learned a lot about people. See, if you want to learn about your friends, if you want to learn about your people around you, get yourself in some trouble. Get yourself in a situation. Oh, man, you start looking around, man, the field get real clear when you're in trouble. The field clears out when you're in doubt, when you don't know what to do, when you need help. It get real clear on the playing field then, don't it? Oh, but when things is going right, it's time for a party. We throwing a celebration. We gonna do one down here. Oh, man, there's plenty of people on the field. But get yourself in a situation. You find out rather quickly that, oh, no, everybody ain't here. And that's when I started learning. And I'm telling you, I had to start learning this for real until I finally got it. To stop putting my faith in people and put all of mine in God where it counts the most. Now, is that to say that there are people that you can't trust? No, that's not what I'm saying. I ain't say you can't trust him, but you can't dump your faith in him. I got it all riding on what he say. I got it all riding on what she say. No. I hear you saying it. But I'm going to keep my eye on this situation because I hear you saying it. But I'm going to take this faith of mine, and instead of putting it in people, I'm going to put it in God where it counts the most. Because his word is absolute. What he say he's going to do, he's going to do. What he say he's not going to tolerate, he's not going to tolerate. Now, you can make it tolerable for yourself, but he's not going to tolerate it. And that's just the end of the line. And so, you know, I'm wondering how many people out there find themselves in a situation like me, or maybe you've gotten yourself in a situation because you put your faith in some people and now you wound up in a different type of situation. Now let me ask you, where them people at? The only one that I found when I was in my deepest trouble, when me and my wife were in our darkest situation, was God. This is the only one. Was the only one who was just right there all the way through. Now, let me explain something to you. Because you have this relationship with God, it does not mean now that it won't still be a situation. You understand? But what he will do is protect you during that period. He'll cover you during that period that it is a situation. He will give you the strength to overcome the situation when it turns into a situation. Then when he cracks it open for you and the sun is bright and shining, what he don't want you to do is when it gets sunny again, to forget about him who was there when it was dark for you. See, I used to do that too. You know, I was, oh man, I did it. I'm telling you right now I did it. But I'm telling you, man, when I learned a very serious lesson. And I watched some people I thought were friends of mine just sort of casually remove themselves from the situation. Then I said, okay. Me and Marjorie looked around. We said, okay, it's just me, you, and God. And we started conducting ourselves accordingly. So when it's sunny for us, we remember God. We stay prayerful. We keep talking to him. We thank him for the sunshine. We thank him for the dark days that he allowed us to, who allowed us to survive it and turn it into sunny days. And we talk to him constantly to protect us of our future enemies. And that's what the deal is. So if I was everybody, I would stop putting your faith in people and put your trust in God, where it really does count the most. It really, really does.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
One, two, three. I got it. What? I got it. What it is you got, Steve? I got it. Why don't you tell everybody? Got it. Say it like you mean it. I got it. One time. Say it again. Got it. Four times. Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Look here. Say it. Say it. One time. Well, that's just how I felt like doing it this morning. I ain't really had no reason. I just
all right.
Felt like
saying that was fire, though.
You don't have to explain yourself.
I got it. You know, really, I can say,
no explanation needed.
You know, I just was on one of them this morning. Anyway, remember, get your tune right today. Start your day with gratitude. It will immediately affect your attitude, which will ultimately determine your altitude. Once you get your tune in order, tune it up, man. Gratitude, attitude, altitude. Let's get it up, man. All mine is up. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell Jr., Mouth of the South, Mississippi, Monica. Tommy ain't here today, but it's all good, though. He working on some things. Junior, what's the question you have for me today, sir?
Yeah, let me ask you something, Mark. You know, over the weekend, you went to T.D. Jakes' birthday party, and you struggled a little bit talking and cussing in front of ministers. You really didn't know.
Oh,
yeah. I just got to thinking, what other ministries you wouldn't be good at to work in the church? So don't even ask you to be
a part of.
Well,
it's like, you know, I wouldn't be a good usher. Because I really don't give a damn where you sit. You know, find the opening. You know,
you on your own.
You on your own.
Good job.
No, you don't belong on the front. Don't even go down there. That's first lady, deacons, stuff like that. Don't do that. I wouldn't be good on the usher board. Yeah. I'm not gonna be good in the senior citizens choir, even though I'm 65. I don't care for old people singing at all.
Yeah. You sing all the time. You just
and I, that's why I can't be in the senior citizen choir. I don't want that hymn book. I'm not singing them old slave cuts. I don't want none of that. Yeah, I'm not doing none. I'm telling you something, another auxiliary I'm not going to participate in. The praise dance team, I think they need to be stopped. Take all them white sheets off and all this dancing around, stepping and splashing in water and doing acrobatics that you ain't qualified to do. You was not a gymnast in school. Stop coming down here to the church trying to do a little pirouette dance. Jumps. You don't do no jump.
Yeah.
Put your arms down.
Who you need prayer?
Those got auxiliaries that I don't do good at in church, and I wouldn't be a good member of. And I do not put me on the deacon board, standing there collecting cash. Because once I hear change, I'm going to let you know. Well, that's, you know.
Jangling.
Little money, little blessings. All right. Little stuff like that I'll be saying as people walk by.
All right. We got to start it. You know what kind of day it's going to be. Thank you. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll start the show off with Junior in for the nephew and run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time to start your morning off with Run That Prank Back. The nephew's out today. Junior is in. What you got for us, Junior?
All right, Shirley, here it is. Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Come on, cat.
Hello?
Hey, man, let me not
here. Who's calling?
Hey, this Thunderbolt from the club, man. What time she get in?
Thunderbolt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Thunderbolt, man. What time she get in?
What you mean, what time she get in? She ain't in here now, but, you know, I mean, I'll. What you need?
Hey, I'm trying to actually get an address and stuff, man. She got me dancing this weekend on Saturday night, and I want to see it, make sure I got the address and everything. Everything's still on. You know, I didn't already gave
she
my
got,
slot up at the club.
She got you dancing.
Say what now?
What you mean she got you dancing?
She asked me to do some male dancing on Saturday night. So I went on and took off at the club, and, you know, she didn't already gave
me. My gal ain't, she ain't had you do no male dancing. My gal, she, nah. My girl, she goes to school at night on weekends, so, you know, but now she ain't.
Okay, hold on. Okay, who is this here?
My name's David. David, my fiance.
What?
Yeah, that's my gal.
Hold on. Squeaky finna get married?
Squeaky? Who the Squeaky?
Wait. Okay, you.
My girl ain't. I'm David.
Right, okay. That's Squeaky. Squeaky finna get married?
How you know my gal? You say you a dancer?
I dance at man. I'm Thunderbolt.
Yeah. But how do you know my gal?
She come to the club on Saturday. She asked me about doing some dancing for this coming Saturday. So she already gave me half the money.
She come to the club on Saturdays. Nah, my gal, she go to school on Saturdays, man. You know, no.
Homeboy, listen. First of all, I'm blown away by you trying to tell me Squeaky married. That you got me really toe up with
first
that.
First off, I don't know no Squeaky.
That's what we call her at the club, man. Hey, man, look, I'm not finna get into all of that. What I'm really calling about is she got me working this weekend doing some dancing. And I'm trying to just make sure that we on for this weekend because I done gave my spot up at the club.
You trying to tell me my girl hanging out at a buck naked club with dance?
Man, Squeaky been coming up in there, man, for the last buck.
Squeaky, she been there long enough to have a nickname?
Dog, I've been knowing Squeaky 4 or 5 years. Squeaky been coming. Man, this Thunderbolt, me and Squeaky go way back.
Oh, no, man. Well, we going to handle when she get in here. And you can, you know, handle yours, however you got to handle it, talk to whoever you got to get your little money or whatever. Or,
No. Hold on, man. I can't get my slot back, dog. Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
That's not
hey,
the stop.
Is you listening, man? I can't get my slot back at the club. Now, Squeaky got to give me the remaining balance, man, even if she ain't going to do it. I need my other
remaining
one.
Remaining balance? Squeaky ain't finna give you the remaining balance of nothing.
Hey, man,
the
I need the rest of
my
money.
Money that she gave you.
What
so
you saying?
She ain't finna, you can just count that out. She ain't finna give you a thing.
Hey, man, Thunderbolt going to get his money, man. I need my 150.
Thunderbolt going to get his whooped.
Well, then that's what you got to do. Then that's what you got to do, man.
That's,
I tell you what.
That's for Thunderbolt. But he ain't finna get no cash talking about calling Squeaky and all this whole I ain't working for to give money away to some Thunderbolt Lightning or whatever.
Hey, man, look, man, it's Thunderbolt. It ain't Lightning. It's Thunderbolt. Lightning work on Wednesday night. This Thunderbolt.
I don't know who you done talked to already about that, but you need to holler at them. But don't be calling here asking my gal to give you some money. I ain't giving you because she don't make nothing.
I'm coming over there now and get my money from Squeaky. I ain't hearing this.
Don't make nothing.
Squeaky
I make all the money around here, so you ain't finna get nothing from over here, partner, so you can wipe that out your mind.
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky today.
You coming over here?
I'm coming over there to get my money from Squeaky. So what? Man, look, man, I ain't got time to play. I done lost my slot at the club.
See what you get. See if you get some money. Get your laid out.
Thunder coming over there to get the rest of his
Thunder,
money.
Thunder, you better not bring your over here, because you come, well, I tell you what, bring your on over here, and I'm going to show you Lightning. I ain't know you had got some money already from she around here giving you money the way I'm struggling. I tell you what, you bring your over here if you want to and watch what go down.
Hey, man, all I'm saying is I'm finna come over there and wait outside the house for Squeaky to get there to get the rest of my money. That's what I'm saying to you.
You're going to come over and sit outside what?
I'm finna come over there and wait outside for Squeaky to get there so I can get the rest of my money.
You bring your over here and sit outside my house.
That's what I'm finna do if that's what it take for me to get my money from Squeaky.
I tell you what, you bring your over here then sit outside my house. And when you get your here, you blow the horn. That's what you do. You blow the horn so I can come out there and meet you and let you know what's going down. I'm going to bust your and when
hey,
she get here, she can see your laid out like a mother. Come on over and get your money.
I'm going to get my money. Squeaky owe me $150 and I'm finna come get it.
I don't give a what she owe you. About $150, that's my she giving you. You ought to be happy with that. You want to come over here talking about you want some more money? You know,
somebody owe Thunderbolt $150, and Thunderbolt going to get his money.
Better try to go and dance at the club on this weekend. Bring your over here. You will not be dancing at that talking about sitting outside of my house.
Squeaky going to give me my $150. You ain't even got nothing to do with this, no way. This transaction is between me and Squeaky. It ain't got nothing to do with you, no way.
Hey, her name is and it's got everything to do with me. You call my house with this talking about she owe you some money and you. I'm gonna about nothing. Bring your on over here. I got your money. Come get your money. I got your money right here. I'm gonna be sitting out front waiting on you.
Squeaky the one asked for me to dance Saturday night. Squeaky, I told her $300 plus tips. Now I ain't gonna get no tips. But I tell you what, I am gonna get my $300 though. I got $150 and I'm gonna get the other $150 when Squeaky get on.
You ain't getting it from me. You gonna get your buzzer from me.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
Say, man, what? I'm listening. I can hear you. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
Who? Who is this?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
God. You need to quit. Boy, you play too much. That man, y'all had me hot around this. I'm putting on boots and man. I got on gear. I'm finna go out here and squabble. I got pipes and bats. I'm finna go out here and fight a whoop a man.
You all right, man?
Y'all wrong. I'd be glad when somebody prank your Tommy. I'm gonna get that. Y'all got me. Y'all got me.
Hey, man, I got one more thing I got to ask you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, Thunderbolt went playing my mind.
All right, thank you, Junior, and for the nephew. We'll be back with Ask the CLO right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, congratulations going out to our girl, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer just made history by becoming an EGOT winner. And in sports entertainment, Floyd Mayweather is inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready? And here we go. Cheyenne in Tucson writes, I'm a single mother of a 4-year-old son, and I moved in with my fiance recently. My son always slept in the bed with me because I had a 1-bedroom apartment. My fiance thinks a 4-year-old should immediately learn to sleep alone in a strange new environment. I hate to see him scared at night. What should I do?
Put his little ass in that room like that man said. And let him make some adjustments, strange environment. He 4. He's sleeping in the bed with you. He 4.
He's not 44.
He's 4.
The 44-year-old can't do what he need to do in the bed with you because of the 4-year-old. That's the problem. Yes, you have to get your little boy to adjust. It's not, you're going to, listen, if you don't cut these apron strings, he going to choke on them. I'm just telling y'all, y'all stop doing these little boys.
Don't get mad.
He's just a baby.
Or
see the two mothers on the show?
I hear
yes.
That's why God gave y'all girls. Because he knew what you'd have done to a boy. That
he's
is why the Lord gave both of y'all beautiful girls. So y'all can't wreck this little boy y'all trying to do to this lady's little boy. He's just that baby. He's
4.
He got to learn to sleep by himself. Okay, let me ask you a question. If you keep letting him sleep in the bed, when do you make him go in there by himself? Tell me.
About maybe 6.
Yeah.
6.
2 more years?
Taking your ass down to kindergarten. You in there following instructions. And you in here sleeping in the bed. Man, get out. 6. Peeing on me, dog. No, oh, man. Yes. Y'all for real? 6.
Yeah.
Are you all kidding me?
5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
One more year.
Yeah,
one
5.
More.
Yeah. Five. Yeah. When no, he starts we'll school, maybe.
Ladies,
we'll compromise.
Ladies,
one
ladies
more year,
listen
five.
To me. When do you make him get out to bed? What? When he gonna stop being your baby?
We just oh, said at 5. We'll go with 5.
No,
let's go with
no,
5.
No,
bro.
And you gonna make it harder for him because he's got another year under his belt. It's a harder habit to break.
It is. Yeah.
Next question, Junior.
My baby.
I mean, Shirley.
No, all right, baby. Moving on to Paige in Augusta.
That's why.
When I was still slept with my mom for a long time. When I was a senior in college, my mother got a credit card in my name, and I just found out. I've been denied a car loan because of her $20,000 debt. I've arranged for a settlement with the creditor, and I have access to my mom's savings account. Should I repay the debt with her money and not mention it to her?
Mm. No, you got to mention it. Yeah. You know, 2 wrongs ain't going to make a right. Now, she did get this credit card without mentioning it to you.
Yeah. In her name,
So that's
and stacked up 20K.
If you do that, you know what's gonna happen. You know,
my mama.
So she got a loan now, right?
She was denied because of the debt. She has access
to her mom's account, so she wants to use the money in her mom's savings account or.
To pay it back.
First, you
need to get credit locked. That's what you need to get first. Because your mama a credit thief.
Oh, now
you got to get life lock or whatever it's called. Life lock or something. Because your mama's a credit thief.
I
can't help you with that. I can't take my mama's money because that's stealing.
No, I
can't do that.
I would just have to work it out on my own.
That's what you got to say to yourself about your mom. All
right, moving on to Sahara. In Collinswood, my next door neighbor and I have gotten close over the last few months, and I was so happy when she met a man and they hit it off. My boyfriend noticed the guy yesterday and said he's married and he knows his wife. Should I assume my neighbor knows, or should I tell her just in case she doesn't know?
No, you need to stay out your business. And your husband could be wrong. What are you over there for? Both of y'all nosy neighbors. What's happening over there ain't neither one of y'all business, him or hers.
Well, because they're close now. She considers themselves friends.
Well, and, but if she already know that the man is married, which she probably does, then it ain't your business. I don't understand. What's the question, Shirley? Yeah. And you trying to sit up here and debate? No, Shirley.
I'm not debating anything. Wait, hold up.
I think that you want her to tell her.
Well, if that's what you think, I would stay out of it. I definitely would stay out of it.
It's all this helping for.
The question is, should I assume my neighbor knows, or should I tell her just in case she doesn't know?
Mind your damn business.
Absolutely mind your business.
Thank you, Shirley, because it is none
Thank
of
you,
yours.
Steve.
No, really, because I got to help you sometime because you threw me
Wait
with the
a
little
minute,
baby
but
situation.
I didn't say a word, though. That's
well,
thing.
I'm still mad about the baby.
That's okay. What it is.
I'm sleeping in the bed. You know, yeah, I had to carry it over into this hill.
Misplaced
now,
anger.
The baby in the bed and you done crossed the fence. What is you over there for?
Yeah. You don't think she should tell him?
Hell no. It ain't your business what that woman do. You done got close. She dating a man now. He married. But your husband could be wrong.
Yeah, well, her boyfriend said that he knows the guy, and he knows he's married, and he knows the guy's wife as well. So her boyfriend knows them.
Okay, cool. What he got to do with it?
He just told her. He didn't say he was going to tell. He just let her know, his girlfriend.
You're mad at everybody. Is distracting from the fact that he playing the boyfriend role. Now he over there and told on the married dude, why don't you marry the girl then?
So now we on them.
Oh, we on them. Why don't you marry the girl? Because that what you trying to deflect now, pimp. I know that hustle game. See that married dude over there? That's what they do when they get married. That's why I'm waiting. Y'all, dog. Some of that is in here, Shirley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm
sure
all right.
It is.
Okay.
Let's do one more right quick.
All right. Kerwin in Indiana. I'm a 31-year-old married man. I was on a FaceTime call with my side chick. My wife walked in, heard the female's voice. I hung up. My wife wrestled me to get my phone. She got my phone. She's kept it for a month. Should I go buy a new phone, or will it make matters worse than they are?
I think you need to leave your wife alone, because if she can out-wrestle you and take your phone, you could be lining yourself for an ass whooping. You need to leave that phone alone and apologize.
Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, CLO, angry CLO today. We have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Congratulations going out to boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. He has officially been inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. During his big speech on this past Saturday night, Floyd broke into tears of joy and gave thanks to his 69-year-old father, Floyd Mayweather Sr., who not only introduced him to the sport of boxing as a child, but also served as his coach. Take a listen.
And when I was a kid boxing, I never knew nothing about the Hall of Fame. That's the motivation. The hate and the jealousy, that's the motivation. When they say I can't do something, that made me work that much harder. I'm gonna continue to push. I push myself and push myself and push myself to be the best. I love my family each and every day. And I went out there 50 times and sacrificed what I had to sacrifice to feed them. Dad, I love you so much. I don't know where you're at, but I know you're here. You're somewhere. And without you, it wouldn't be no me.
Nice.
Wow.
All right,
yeah. I like that.
Yeah, Floyd. Mm-hmm.
Floyd. Yeah.
You know, you very rarely see him in a humbling, emotional moment.
Yeah. He was crying, and Layla Ali got him a napkin to wipe his tears away. Mm-hmm. She went up there. It was nice.
That's good. But you know, that dude right there is pound for pound the greatest boxer ever lived. Pound for pound. He's 50 and 0. He's 50 and 0. You can't argue that. 50 and 0. He's that dude.
Yeah.
Very exciting to watch as well in that ring.
Fought everybody and beat everybody. He ain't ducked nobody. It took him and Manny a while to fight, but he ain't ducked nobody, man.
No.
He's a bad boy. He deserves that, for real.
Yep. Yes, he does.
He's a bad, bad boy, man. 50 and 0?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ain't nobody 50 and 0. Nothing that I know of. What was Rocky Marciano's record, Junior? Look that up for sports. Okay.
All right, while you look that up, Junior, in other entertainment news, Sean Diddy Combs has publicly confessed to dating City Girls rapper Young Miami. This was during a season premiere of her new series, Carisha Please. Young Miami keeps it real all the way and seems to have left Diddy speechless by asking him relationship status questions. Take a listen.
So you ready to get in the smoke?
Yeah, get to smoke.
So when you woke up and we were shrimping, what it was about?
I mean, it just...
So what we is... What you like about me? Like, why you with a city girl?
Yeah. Hold on.
It ain't no hold on. Do you like making love a Chinese food or American? Are you a cheater? You can't think. You gotta just say it.
Wow. What?
Girl, witty.
He never answered her, though. He was so flustered.
Come on. Buy some time.
But when your response is, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You backpedaling.
Mm-hmm. That's your girlfriend. Time. That's your woman. God. I like her, though. I like her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She put it out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to claim me.
Okay.
I'm not a secret. Cute. I will not be a secret. All right. Finally, in entertainment news, we got to give a big shout out to Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer is the second Black woman to win an EGOT, that is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and now a Tony. Mm. Jennifer won
Better
a
not
Tony
let
Award.
You know who he is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer Go won ahead. A Tony Award for producer of the musical A Strange Loop. Yeah. So now it's
Let me just say congratulations to Whoopi.
Yes.
And to
She's
Jennifer.
Yup. Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yes.
When that word get back, we don't know where this is going to go.
Might be some hate out there.
Just some hate out there.
Might be.
For what, I have no idea. But they are the true definition of it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about Jennifer Hudson yesterday, Steve. You
that
saw her.
Girl sang at Bishop Jake's birthday party. Mm-hmm. That girl did a tribute to Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Did you see her in Respect? Did you see her? She was excellent. Yes. I don't know anyone else who could have played Aretha but Jennifer Hudson. You know, she was awesome. People were upset that she didn't get nominated for an Oscar, but
I'm gonna tell you, the moment she was singing Hallelujah on stage, right, which is her favorite song, she looked down and realized that Fantasia was sitting at the table.
Okay.
Boy, we was all back there going, come on, come on, Tasia.
Boy,
y'all are killers. Y'all are killers. If Tasia go up there with her, this finna be a full-blown situation in here. Yes. You ain't going to be determined. You're going to be able to determine who is bishops and who's his players. That's all I'm saying is when you have these functions like this, I'm gonna need these ministers to start wearing ID. Don't stand around and be talking to me like you just a regular player, and then all of a sudden I say something, and like then all of a sudden now that's bless you, brother. Hey, that ain't the response. You're supposed to say, when I say it's hot than a mofo out here, then you say, bless you, brother. Then that's a dead giveaway. Where's your collar? Where's your... Y'all need to start wearing crosses to these parties. You can't be out here at these parties, man, with these brims on, with the red underneath, horn rim glasses, and your beard all gray
the
and everything.
Real fly, just
got,
fly.
Yeah, got on no socks. Got me thinking you one of us. Then all of a sudden I say something one of us would say. Now it's bless you, brother. Hey, man, where's your cross, your collar?
All right. This is yesterday. This is really bothering you.
This I'm
coming up in 20 minutes
this.
After the hour. We're switching
Wear
gears
your
here, guys.
Church clothes.
Today is election day. We'll tell you which states have primary elections right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is election day in Maine, Nevada, and South Carolina. We need you to vote in every single primary and every election. Over the weekend, a group of 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats say they've reached a framework deal on gun control. The agreement includes enhanced review for gun buyers under the age of 21 and incentives for states to enact red flag laws, more rigorous process for background checks on people between 18 and 21 years old, and billions in funding for mental health and school safety, and for the first ever federal law against gun trafficking. Wow. Did you hear what Chris Rock said? He said if you're buying weapons like that, you need to have a mortgage, because people say that they buy guns to protect their homes. If you're 18, these people that have just been caught recently have been living with their parents and their grandparents. So now you need to have a mortgage if you want to buy these guns.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, which makes sense. He was making a joke out of it, of course, but it makes sense, you know.
Or should they go ahead? Well, Steve.
No, go ahead.
What were you gonna say, Steve?
I don't have a lot of faith in them. I don't have a lot of faith in the government. I don't have a lot of faith in these people, how they do things. I don't have faith in the system. I don't think this law. They're putting together this bipartisan thing, but what's this saying? What does this say? And, you know, and until you get it across all states, man, we still going to be dealing with this problem.
Yep, exactly. Right. Exactly.
So, you know, I don't know what to say, man. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the issue. We have to wait and see. We'll see if this bill makes it to the Senate floor. We just want you to do your part and vote. Please vote. If you have any issues at the polls, call the Election Protection Hotline at 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. And by the numbers, that's 866-687-8683. You know, you ask what you can do. How do you help? That's one thing you can do for sure, is get out and vote when the elections are in your state. You know,
you got to vote.
And now today, again, it's Maine, Nevada, and South Carolina.
In South Carolina today are the primaries, and you got some big, big offices. Governor, lieutenant governor. Gotta get out and vote and make sure that you are voting for the candidate you want to vote for in the midterms in November. Yeah. That's what this process is. You can't skip any elections. You can't.
That's
you
right. Vote. That's right. They're all important. They all lead to the big election.
The whole thing is in the vote.
That's right. All right. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time to check your voicemail, Steve. If you want to leave Steve a message, call him, 877-29-STEVE, 877-29-STEVE. Are you ready, Steve Harvey?
Boy.
Here we go. This caller is from Detroit, talking about assault rifles.
Hey, Steve. This is DC Washington out of Detroit. I love everything you say. I listen to you every morning. I think they're allowing the people to keep those assault rifles so that they can cause a revolt. If you think the thing that happened on January 6th was something, I think America's going to do something really big to take over the government. That's why they let them keep those assault rifles. And the last thing I want to say is, I think that a lot of black people or people in general pick Trump to be president so that they can put a bull in a China cabinet, in a China place where they... So they wanted some disruption intentionally. So that's why a lot of people went to the Trump. That's all I have to say. You're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I think that the people voted for Trump because they are a lot like Trump. I think this country is filled with Trumps. And that's why they vote for him. You vote for the person of your choice. Mm-hmm. And you vote for what they believe in or what they say. And this country is filled with a lot of people that think like Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump is also smart enough to create himself as a power block to now, whether you like him or not, you have to do his bidding, because he understands what drives the people in position and power. Power, position, and money. And if he can make those things critical to your existence and make you understand that he can have something to say about your position, power, and money, he controls them. This is a sad state we're in. I can't say that. I just self-edited myself just now,
because
I knew the next comment out my mouth was gonna be trouble.
Oh, he could have shut down.
It is sad. Wow. Steve.
This is crazy. Go ahead, Shirley.
This caller's from Boston, a Boston fan.
Steve Harvey, this is Mutt from Smyrna, Tennessee. And I just want to say, I know you still mad at Boston from 1974, but it is 2022 and they kicked the Dub Nation. Y'all have a good day. I'm looking forward to hearing myself on the radio. Have a good one. Love y'all. Goodbye.
Yeah, you're on the radio. And you're right, I'm still mad. When they flip them black kids bus over, I ain't like Boston since. Now, I like some people in Boston, but the city of Boston, like City Hall, police department, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. You let it happen. You saw them turning that bus over, and you stood your ass right up there. No, I ain't got nothing for Boston. I don't like the Patriots. Now, I like Jason Tatum, and I like Brown, Jaylen Brown. Yeah. I like the coach, Neil's
Hood. Neil Long's man.
You know, I like Al Horford.
Yeah.
That's my dude. I like all them cats. Now, I don't care nothing about the little light-skinned boy with the giant forehead with the headband on. He got a headband on and still got a bunch of forehead. Where's your headband resting?
Yeah, you're going to make big forehead people really mad. Keep on here.
Yeah. Look at him.
All right, here's another caller. This one's from St. Louis. His name is Larry, Steve.
Hey, Mr. Steve Harvey. This is Larry Wilkes from St. Louis, Missouri. And I just want to tell you thank you. I know you probably know already, but even if you don't know, I just want to tell you thank you. You know, God is doing a lot through you and from your speaking and just from your radio show. And it's helping me out a lot. I just want to say again, thank you.
Well, Larry, I appreciate that, man. Listen to me, Larry. And everybody else, keep your head completely up. God is in the recovery, turn around, get you off the ground, dust you off, make your dream come true business. But you can't quit, though. If you quit, all bets is off. You just got to hang, man. And it might look real dark for you, but just keep hanging. Because remember this, this too shall pass. Oh, man, I wish I knew that.
Amen, amen.
Amen again.
All right, thank you guys for your calls, your voicemails. Coming up next, it is Junior in for the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is The Rump Shaker Took My Man. That's right. Just funny because we haven't heard Rump Shaker since Teddy Riley them, right?
Check, baby, one, two.
1, 2. All I want to do. Rump Shaker. But anyway, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few minutes. But right now, Junior is in for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Junior?
Okay, Shirley, here it is. His brother trying to save lives. Limo bank job. Limo bank job. Run it, cat.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil.
Yeah, it's Cecil.
Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm hit that drop off. Let me get the dough for him and all
you
that.
You want to call you back?
Hold the phone, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening. All right, Tony?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? Listen, we got the SUV, we got a sedan or two, we got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, it'd be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up, what time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour. Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3-hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
$65. Okay. 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 See, all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So, do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them, so you're dealing with me. I tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let them know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
$150. I can give you $150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 98 and where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 at night. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. So that 45 minutes to an hour you're going to need. 11:45 to make it look like I see 12:45. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get any business, and we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to somebody, something like
nah,
that, right?
No. I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight and you picking something up at midnight and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man, it sounds like you're in some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
Yo, you a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop.
What I'm telling you is, man, once we come out the bank, drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. city working somewhere else driving because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, but I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this yet. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and them going to blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go and
you
bring me back to my apartment.
Look, brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you young now. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type. Boy, you need to slow down because they got some. You feel me? They got some.
Man, hold on, man. Hold on. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know me at all.
I don't need to know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving the limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb you watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mouth, I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy, see? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you sure ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I want to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you. Well, they're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I...
No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cordell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy. Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio? No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you, man.
I'm going to get that. Man, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah, been there.
All right, man. Calm down, baby. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cordell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
All right, sure, there it is. Limo bank job. Brother was not playing.
Well, he was trying to mentor the young man.
Yeah, he's trying to mentor him, though.
Yeah, he's coming from a good place.
Boy. He come from, man.
I'm not driving this limo, though. Me.
Bro, I've been down there before. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. You get some, I ain't finna do that. You see, that's what's wrong with y'all.
Yeah.
Brother was all right, playing. Thank you, Junior.
Oh, yeah.
And for the nephew. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. The subject is, I don't know why this makes me laugh. The rump shaker took my man. Shake your rumps. The rump shaker took my man. We will get into that in just a bit, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Today is election day in Maine, Nevada, and South Carolina, and we need you to vote today. So go to whenweallvote.org to get all your voting information. All right? Switching to today's Strawberry Letter, it is that time. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Okay, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry. Wow.
Thank you, Junior. Subject,
that
the rum shaker.
Weird. Go ahead, Shirley. I'm sorry.
You, huh? Say it again.
That sounded weird.
What? Get everybody, welcome to Strawberry Letter, my dear friend, Shirley Strawberry.
We are friends. Thank you, Junior. The rum shaker took my man is the subject. Dear Steve and Shirley, my husband and I have been together 14 years and he's 60 and I'm 57 years old. We don't have any children, so we do a lot of activities together and we travel a lot. We're in a vacation club and there's one other couple that we enjoy meeting up with at different destinations. Mother's Day weekend, we met the couple in Barcelona and we stayed in a vacation rental. When we got there, we went straight to the beach to relax. There was a black couple at the beach bar and my husband knew the guy, so he invited the couple up to our house for dinner. Me and my friend didn't want another couple in the mix because the woman did not seem friendly. They came and we had a great dinner by a private chef and we all sat outside after dinner. The other woman could not sit still. She sashayed around and was very expressive when she talked and kept touching on my husband. My girlfriend and I were not feeling her, so we went inside and left her with the men. I had already heard my husband tell my girlfriend's husband that that woman was built like a Mustang. I let it slide because she's got a big muscular butt and thighs, which isn't my husband's type at all. I went to take a shower and fell asleep unintentionally. My girlfriend woke me up and told me to look outside. The woman had put on a bikini and was in the hot tub, twerking and dropping it, and her husband was in a chair asleep. My husband went over to her and grabbed her from behind and started grinding on her. He was shocked as heck when I walked outside. He said I was just having innocent fun with the rump shaker. He said he'd never do anything stupid with me in the house. Should I believe him or not? Well, what do you think? Don't believe him. You saw it with your very own eyes. What do you think grabbing her from behind and grinding on her can lead to? What do you think was getting ready to happen? He should have gotten out the hot tub a long time ago, right? This is your husband. She is married. She was in the hot tub twerking and dropping it like it's hot in front of your husband. There was nothing innocent about that at all. Your husband grabbed her from behind and grinding on her. That was not innocent, okay? That's how having sex starts, okay? That's how it starts. She was wrong. He was most definitely out of order. Who does this? And their spouses are right there. Her husband could have woken up at any time. You could have gone out there at any given time like you did. Why did you leave her out there anyway? I didn't understand that. And, you know, your husband was again out of order saying she was built like a Mustang. And then you said that she wasn't your husband's type at all. Well, now you know that's wrong as well. I don't understand why you left her out there. You didn't like her. You shouldn't have left her out there with your man. I don't trust him. I don't trust her. It's a good thing you went out there when you did, because guess what? It was probably about to go down. All right. It was probably about to go down. Should you believe him or not? No, you should not believe him. Surprised that's all you're asking us, but no. All right, Steve, it's on you now. Go.
The rump shaker took my man. I didn't see this in the letter at all. I was thinking that someone left somebody and all this here. I was a little bit surprised. So that lets me know that this woman right here
57 and 60. They don't normally write in to shows. They don't normally have problems. And this was a bit of an extreme problem. The rum shaker took, he's 60, I'm 57. Y'all ain't got no kids. Y'all do a lot of activities. Y'all a member of a vacation club. And you like this other couple because y'all meet in different destinations. Here's the problem. Mother's Day weekend, we met the couple in Barcelona. We stayed in a vacation rental. We got there. We went straight to the beach to relax. There was a black...
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
...couple at the beach bar, and my husband knew the guy. He knew the guy. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this because this, I'm going to show you how this works. He knew the guy. Put a star next to that. He invited the couple up to our house for dinner. Me and my friend didn't want another couple in the mix because the woman did not seem friendly. Well, let's put that on the burner too, because obviously you're wrong about a lot of stuff. They came, we had a great dinner by a private chef, and we all sat outside after dinner. So see, it worked out. The other woman could not sit still, though. She sashayed around and was very expressive when she talked, and she kept touching my husband. Let's mark that right there. Sashaying around. Touching.
All right, hold it, Steve. Hold it.
Oh, I'm going to hold it. I have all the notes. I have a conclusion.
Okay. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the rum shaker took my man. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, the rum shaker took my man.
Well, first of all, let's start with the subject is completely deceiving because that's not what happened in the letter. The rump shaker took my man. He's 60, you 57. Y'all do a lot of traveling together. Y'all in the travel club. Y'all got this one couple y'all like to hang out with. So on Mother's Day weekend, y'all went to Barcelona. After you traveled to Barcelona, you got a house rental. You all went out on the beach to relax. Now you're out on the beach and relaxing. And your husband, who is 60, spots a guy that he knows. He knew the guy and he invited the couple up to the house for dinner. You and the other woman did not want the woman up at the house because she did not seem friendly. Oh, how wrong you are. You wrong. Now, remember, he knew this guy. They came, they had a great dinner by a private chef. Y'all sat outside. The other woman couldn't sit still. Here we go. She sashayed around and was very expressive when she talked and kept touching on my husband. My girlfriend and I were not feeling her, so we went inside and left her with the men. Excuse me, I'm a little confused. She sashaying around, touching your husband. You and your girlfriend ain't feeling her, so y'all go inside and leave her outside with your husband. That's stupid. I had already heard my husband tell my girlfriend's husband that the woman was built like a Mustang. Who does that? Who says to another man, man, your wife built like a Mustang? Who does that? I'm going to tell you who does that. A guy that knows the guy. He know the guy. That's why he was comfortable to say, man, your girl built like a Mustang and didn't get knocked out, and he's 60. He already know better, man. But he said he's built like a Mustang. Then she said, I let it slide because she's got a big muscular butt and thighs, which isn't my husband's type at all. Oh, well, then, well, you wrong about that, but let me ask you a question. She had a big muscular butt and thighs, which isn't my type at all, which lets me know you don't have a big muscular butt and you don't have strong thighs. That's what that lets me know. Because if you did, you know that was his type. But you little Miss Thin Mint, Peppermint Patty, you sitting up in here, you one of them Girl Scout cookies, you know, mint thins. I don't know what you are, but you obviously ain't the big, thick, muscular booty, strong thigh woman that was with him. So I went to take a shower and I fell asleep unintentionally. My girlfriend woke me up and told me to look outside. This woman had put on a bikini and was in the hot tub twerking and dropping it, and her husband was in the chair asleep. You don't see what's happening, because this is clear to me.
You really think
he over there in that chair asleep? You think he don't know she done put this bikini on? You think he don't know his wife in the hot tub with another man? Are you kidding me? My husband went over to her and grabbed her. This woman had put on a bikini, was in the hot tub twerking, dropping it hot. And her husband was asleep. My husband went over to her and grabbed her from behind and started grinding on her. He was shocked as heck when I walked outside. Hell yeah. He said he was just having innocent fun with the rump shaker. He said he'd never do anything stupid with me in the house. Should I believe him or not? Well, listen to me. He don't think he would do anything stupid with you in the house. Here's the problem. The other couple are swingers. They're swingers. Your husband knows the man is a swinger. That's why he said she built like a Mustang and he didn't knock him out. You don't meet no man, just meet a man and you know him overseas and see this woman, she built like a Mustang. That didn't happen. Then he acts like he sleep in the chair, put her in the hot tub to do what she do. Get the other couple involved. She twerking in the hot tub. He go over and grab her from behind, he grinding on her. It's just innocent fun. Well, we all know that ain't innocent. We do understand that part. Shirley's absolutely correct about that. And that's going to lead to something else. Now, was it going to lead to something that night? I doubt it, unless you were willing to participate. But you too square for this, because this ain't what you do. And because you don't want to be a swinger don't mean you square. You should be square. I'm square when it comes to that. You ain't swinging with mine, dog. Now, back in the day, you still wasn't swinging with mine. You could swing with me, but you wasn't swinging with mine. That's the difference.
Thanks for the clarity.
Just clarity.
What?
Back in the day, you can swing with me, but you can't swing with mine.
Okay.
We had rules on this here thing. But that's all this is. They swingers, and she was out there working him to see what it was going to be with all y'all. Because as soon as you said you was down with it, that's what that was going to be.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram
and
Facebook.
Thank the Lord, he saved me.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
It is time for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Oh, my gosh, Shirley.
Come on, boy.
Wait a minute, man.
What is this here?
What is this here? Is this experience coming through in these championship finals? Oh, Golden State pull it off 104-94. Come on, man. And it's Steph Curry, 0-for-9 from three. Who would have thunk it?
Careful.
He was off. He was off. 0-for-9.
It wasn't bad. It was the bad verb.
Yeah. Thunk is what we do. We wanted to say something else. Thunk gives us leeway.
Who the fuck it?
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think about the game?
Well, I mean, you know, it was a lot of missed shots. You know, that's what frustrates me about today's game. It's such a three-point game that if they ain't making threes, they ain't having success. Mm. When what's the matter with two?
Nothing.
You know, man, I mean, I watch a cat get and one. You know, go to the basket, right. Get fouled, and one. I saw that twice last night. Twice that I saw, might have dozed off and missed one.
No, you didn't see it.
But I saw Jaylen Brown get one, and I saw Andrew Wiggins get one. But what happened to the and one, the aggressiveness to the rack? And that's the frustrating thing for me watching this game. I don't like watching big 7-foot dudes shooting threes at 30% and missing. This ain't baseball. This basketball.
It's basketball.
And well, so, you know, when you see all these guys missing all these shots, man, you just go, dog, man, you could, if you come a little bit, a 15-footer, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
They work for threes, man. So it was a good game. I'm glad Golden State won. But these boys in Boston, they not going to give up.
Game six going to be Thursday night, man. I mean, game six going to be Thursday night in Boston, too. So, you know, they're going back over here.
But you know what happened, though, Junior? What happened was the role players for Golden State stepped up.
They really did.
Draymond came back to life. Klay. So when Steph have a game like that and the other players pick up, that makes for a great. It's going to be hard to beat the Warriors because if you can't beat the Warriors with Steph having that game,
I don't
see it. Because he's not finna do that again.
I don't see him doing that again, man. I think he's really going to be highly upset about that game, man. 0-for-9, that's his thing. Threes, he ain't hit none. I think he's going to come back, man. It's going to be crazy. Because I'm telling you right now, Jason Tatum, man, truth. I got to give it to him. That boy can play.
That young boy's a bad man.
Man, that boy can play. That's all I know. That boy can play. Yeah, but
I good looking. See, and that's why the Lord didn't give me that basketball skill, that hyphen, his looks at 25. That's why the Lord didn't do it for me.
Well, I'm proud of you guys for not saying light skin, dark
knew
skin.
Better than to make me Jason like Tatum. And play ball? Anyway. Got some millions? All right. 25? Woo!
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior, it's summertime and you have some important side piece rules you got to know and follow.
Absolutely, Shirley. It's that time of year. Huh? It's going to happen.
Junior, I'm going to be the voice of reason here. So
yes,
if I see something wrong with this rule, I'm going to have to tighten you up.
Okay, that's fine. But there ain't nothing wrong with these rules because this is going to happen. Here we go. Okay. First rule number one. Mm-hmm. Don't fall in love. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. See, what that means is fall in love with your side piece. Could mess up the relationship. You just need to know what this is. It's just sex. That's all we do. It's just
man.
This ain't no Boys to Men love. This ain't no Brian McKnight. This is Tupac. How you want it?
Yeah, but Junior.
What, Steve? You agree? Disagree?
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to work. But Lord have mercy. Ooh, it could happen. You're talking about it's
the
just
heart
sex.
Wants what it wants.
Yeah, that is what it is in the beginning, but oh my goodness.
You can fall. You can kick
fall. Fall hard as hell. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, here we go. Number two, being a side piece means keeping your expectations in check. Okay?
What?
Yes, I'm going on family vacation with my family. But I will only be there when I'm not needed at the house. I mean, don't worry about where we going. I'll be back. I can't be there every day. I can only be there the day that I'm not needed at the house.
And no, you cannot go on the family vacation.
Okay, rule number three, and this is important. You got to be undercover. That means you must communicate and meet up with me without anyone else knowing. You need to act like you in a spy movie. This James Bond we doing. That's what this is.
007.
Yes. We in a spy movie. You can't communicate like directly. Don't look at me. Send signals.
Okay. I like
use your hands.
I, like
I know what that means.
Uh-huh.
I be in the back. I know where the back at. You can't just sit up here and talk to me directly. Am I right or wrong?
That's a very true statement.
Listen to him.
Okay.
Any more, Junior?
Yeah. He going, no, this is very important.
Uh-huh.
You got to know the risks when you're getting involved with me, okay?
Risks?
This just isn't about you and me. It's about you, me, and her, okay? Think about everyone when you make a move.
Yeah.
You got to know how this is going
to
affect
you
me.
You have to consider her, too.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Really? That's what the side piece has to consider her? Yeah.
Yes. Know her work schedule. Know what time she get home. Know what time she call. That way you know when not to say nothing. This is important. You have to know the risk.
Signing up for this.
Girl, yeah. This is crazy. What else?
Now, this is a big one. And this is one y'all like to do because when you see it, you confront and all this stuff. But this is what you need to understand. I don't care who you talk to, even if it's my own mama, okay? Never talk and never admit to anything. If there's some drama, things about to get crazy, let me handle it and let me do all the talking.
Right.
All the lying.
Listen to Steve, right?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Uncle. I'm in charge of all lies.
Leave it to the experts.
Right, right.
Yeah. And here the last one. It's the last rule. This is very important.
You said all of them was very important.
They are. If we're going to make this work, Carla, they all got to be important. Okay? Uh-huh. And I mean this. No social media. Lord, no. There will be no selfies. There will be none. Don't take pictures of us just showing us holding hands. Don't take no pictures of us our clothes. Don't tag me in none of these pictures. And definitely don't get in my DMs. Nothing. No TikTok. No Snapchat. No Facebook. Twitter. No nothing. No notes. No text. Nothing. No social media. Nothing. This don't even exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those are your rules for this side piece hookup this morning. Would you
agree? Wow.
Well, I don't post nothing no damn way, so.
Side piece something.
Hey, and if you did post, I wouldn't know nothing about it until somebody bought it to me.
Thank you. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we have a couple of shout-outs for, we got to give a shout-out to Senior VP of Programming of iHeartRadio in Augusta, Minnesota Fats. Congratulations.
All right.
Minnesota Fats was recently honored with the Radio Legends of Georgia Award. Fats said, it's an honor to be selected for this special award among some of the greatest talent in the state of Georgia. Wow.
Yeah, Minnesota been there a long time. That's my dude. Congratulations. Minnesota Fats.
I'm getting a Georgia award. I love that.
Yeah, he loves you, Steve. He got love. Nothing.
No, that's my dude, man. He's always treated me great, man. One of the finer gentlemen I've met. Back in the day, man, he took care of me, man, when I came to Augusta, him and Charlie Williams that owned Charlie Williams Auto Glass fed me. He didn't even know I was homeless, man. He just fed me. He didn't even know what he was doing for me. He used to put food in my cooler. He didn't even know. Charlie Williams didn't even know what he was doing for me. Minnesota Fats was a good dude.
All right, and quickly, Carla, you want to give a shout-out to our home station in Philly, WDAS?
Yes, this past Saturday, Philly's Sister Strut. So we want to shout out Frankie Darcell, Patty Jackson, all the breast cancer survivors. They were out there, big co-survivors, helping the community, trying to fight to end breast cancer. So there you go, DAS.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Carla. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Would You Rather. Ready, guys? Here we go. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef? Which one?
Personal chef.
Personal chef over a maid?
Hell yeah, I gotta eat.
You gotta clean.
Why you say that on the clean part, huh?
You can live without the...
Yeah, I ain't got to clean up all the time. Can't have no company, though.
Go to her house. Junior, what about you?
I'm going to go with a personal chef. Yeah.
For the same reason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, would you rather play ball with LeBron James or Steph Curry? That's a good one.
Play with him. I can't run him down no damn floor. I sure can't be chasing Steph's ass around it. And I'm not going to get ran over by LeBron.
Yeah, either one of these is good.
I'd rather just play with Nephew Tommy. And just block his little short ass shot. Feel like I'm somebody.
It's gonna feel good. Talk trash to him like it was LeBron or Steph.
Okay.
I can't beat neither one of them in no aspect of the game. I can't even take the ball out better than them. Nothing. Nothing. Ain't a what? What?
Who would you rather, LeBron or Steph, if you had?
All right.
I mean, both of them cool dudes, man. I met both of them. I like both of them, so it wouldn't make me no difference. I like Steph.
Yeah. Okay.
Steph's a cool guy.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Would you rather ask your ex or a total stranger for a favor?
Oh, total stranger. Total stranger. Never seen him in my life.
A total stranger?
Yeah. Stranger ain't got no way to judge you. They can't even judge. They don't know nothing about you.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, at least I could ask a total stranger. I feel a little weird, but I won't throw up, though.
Anyway.
You would throw up asking your ex for a favor?
Yeah, vomiting the whole time.
Yeah. All right, speaking of asking,
wouldn't
stuff,
even understand what I'm saying. I'd be vomiting so hard.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. And don't forget, today is Election Day in Maine, Nevada, South Carolina. Please get out and vote today. We need you to vote. If you have any questions, go to whenweallvote.org.
Hey, you know, I want to say something in closing today. I want to encourage people who are facing challenges. I want to talk to people who are thinking about giving up. I want to talk to people who are going through something and they feel as though they've gone through it far too long. These are all feelings I've always had, man. I felt like giving up before. I felt like the thing that I was going through far too long. You know, I just felt so challenged, man. I felt at times, man, that I didn't have the right answer. I was always wondering what should my next move be. Those are things, man, that have troubled me in my past life. Those are some of the challenges that creep in every now and then. Now, I don't let them set in as much as I used to, and I know how to head them off at the pass, but I'm talking to that person today that has thought about giving up, that's thinking about quitting, turning back, the person that think they're not going to make it. I want to share something with you. You've always made it. You've always made it. And now listen to me. When I say you've always made it, I want you to hear me clearly. You may not have made it the way you wanted to. And you may not have gotten everything you want. Have you ever heard people say, if you want something bad enough, you'll get it? That's not true. That ain't true, man. I'm sorry. If I gave you the list of things I wanted, thought I wanted, tried to attain, but never got, it's astonishing. So stop with the, if you want something bad enough, it'll happen. No, it won't. It may not even be the timing for it. That's what I really had to learn. A lot of things I wanted, it just wasn't in the timing.
But for those of you that are despondent, here's the key, man. Listen to me. When you ask God for something, get out of the way of telling him how to do it. He does not need your help to get it done. All you have to do is put in your request and have faith that it will happen. Now, faith without works is dead. I understand that. We're not talking about you going somewhere, sitting down, folding your hands, and waiting on the job to walk up to the... You got to keep putting in applications. You got to keep knocking on doors. But the blessing is coming. But faith, you ask God for a new job, but then you ain't putting in the application nowhere. What you think the job going to do? Just pop up on your screen one day and on your laptop or your computer? You think this is not a magic show. You still have to do some work. You still have to put applications in. You still got to interview. You still got to Zoom. You still got to do all of that. But when you ask God for something, stop telling God how to do it. He don't need that from you. He needs your faith. He needs your faith and your willingness to work. That's how you get blessed. Faith and willingness to work. You got to do them two things, man. Listen to me. You have survived everything you've ever gone through. And like I said, it may not have turned out the exact way you wanted to, but you got through it though, didn't you? What makes you think it won't be the same for you again? And listen to me. Everything you're going through, can I tell you something else? This too shall pass. All of it will pass. Nothing stays the same. The only thing that will remain the same to the end of time is the word of God. Everything else changes. The hour of the day changes. The tide changes. The ocean changes. Cloud formation changes. The wind direction changes. The temperature changes. The seasons changes. Birds fly south. Hello. Hello. Sometimes the fish biting, sometimes they ain't. Everything changes. You're getting older. From the day you're born, you're heading to your expiration date. Now, we don't know when or how that will be, the majority of us, but we know that's the deal. Everything changes. Can I tell you something again? This too shall pass. All of this that you're feeling will pass. Now, here's the key. When God gets you through something, do not keep revisiting it. Oh, man, who am I talking to right now? When God gets you through something, stop revisiting it. You can't go forward and backwards at the same time. I got somebody that works for me, and they're going through something. Seems like a lot to me, but they're always going through something. And every time they get to this same point, they get to the point where you say something that hurts their feelings, or you say something that they don't like, they go back to the last time you did it. And they go back to the last three times you did it. And then they go back to what their father did. Wait a minute, man. At one point in time, you have to make the decision to move on. God got you over the last time we fell out. God got you past what your father did. It is time to move on. Now, that's not to say you don't need therapy and all like this, but you got to be willing to. If God move you past stuff, you got to quit revisiting it, y'all. You got to stop doing that. It's not healthy for you. I'm just trying to help you move forward. Remember this. This too shall pass. Expect it and look for it because it's going to pass. Those are my closing remarks. Hey, y'all, listen. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.